All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Today is one of the better days in the National Football League calendar. Of course, you know, the regular season beginning is right around the corner, and today is all about the Hall of Fame induction that's going on in place in Canton, Ohio, the birthplace of the game of pro football. And you look at the seven men that are going to be inducted in this year's class. You look at Andre Reed, the fine wide receiver. He played for the Buffalo Bills from 1985 to 1999. And of course, he finished up his career in 2000 as a member of the Washington Redskins. Now, over his career, Reed was a seven-time Pro Bowler. He had 951 career receptions, over 13,000 receiving yards, and 87 touchdowns. And you look at Reed, he was a part of four consecutive AFC championship teams with the Buffalo Bills. On top of that, that famed Jim Kelly to Andre Reed connection up there in Buffalo. And you look at the offensive stats that Reed and his Bills teammates put up in that era. And it was a fact that you look at Buffalo, not the warmest place to be at the beginning of November and, of course, going into December. And these Bills were able to tear it up. And you look at Andre Reed and his fearlessness. He always went over the middle. He took his fair share of shots in doing it. And he had tremendous acceleration after the catch. And he is well deserving of his spot in Canton, Ohio at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You look at Derrick Brooks, the outstanding linebacker for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He played 14 seasons for the Bucs from 1995 to 2008. He was a big part of the Bucs turnaround in the mid-90s. Of course, for so long, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were a laughing stock in the National Football League, but Brooks helped to get things turned around there. He was the NFL's 2002 Defensive Player of the Year. He was an 11-time Pro Bowler. He had 25 career interceptions. And, of course, he was integral in the Bucs winning their first and only Super Bowl championship in 2002. Then you look at Mr. Raymond Guy. This is a guy that I have been on record as saying for the longest time that he deserved to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. The first punter to go into Canton. And not only that, Raymond Guy was the first and only punter that was ever selected in the first round of the NFL draft. Former Raiders owner Al Davis did this in 1973. Guy spent his entire career with the Raiders organization, first in Oakland, and then he finished things up in Los Angeles. He was a seven-time Pro Bowler. He was a member of the NFL's 75th anniversary team. And when you think of Raymond Guy, you think about his booming punts. He was the first guy that consistently would have punts hang in the air for at least 5 seconds. And he was a guy that was integral in the Raiders' success in the late 70s and early 80s. And any football coach and any football player that played professionally will let you know that special teams was an integral part of the game. And Guy was a big part of the Raiders' success. You look at Claude Humphrey. He played for both the Atlanta Falcons and the Philadelphia Eagles from 1968 to 1981. He was a six-time Pro Bowler on the defensive line. He was a 1968 NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year, and he had 126.5 career sacks. Of course, the sack was not made as an official stat in the National Football League until 1982, but you still have to respect what Humphrey did. Also, you look at the famed Falcons defense in the late 1970s, the Grits Blitz. He was a part of that. Then he was a member of the Philadelphia Eagles when they made their first Super Bowl appearance at the end of the 1980 season. You look at Walter Jones. He spent his entire 13-year career playing on the offensive line of the Seattle Seahawks. This guy was a fantastic offensive tackle in college at Florida State that carried over to the National Football League, and he was an anchor at left tackle for so many years on that Seahawks offensive line. A 9-time Pro Bowler, and he was one guy that he was tough to move. And for defensive ends and edge rushers, he was very tough to get around. You look at Michael Strahan. He spent his entire 15-year NFL career as a member of the New York Giants. Of course, he was a 7-time Pro Bowler, 2001 NFL Defensive Player of the Year. He holds the single-season sack record in the National Football League. He accomplished that in 2001 when he tallied 22.5 sacks. He also has 141.5 career sacks, which is fifth all-time in NFL history, and it's all-time in the New York Giants' studious defensive record book. You look at a guy like Strahan, you know, he was going out there, he was busting his hump all the time, and he was able to end his career on the right note in 2007 as he helped the Giants win their third Super Bowl championship in franchise history. And finally, Mr. Aeneas Williams. You know, I grew up watching this guy for so many years. He played on some bad Phoenix Cardinals teams. Subsequently, they became the Arizona Cardinals. And, you know, he played 10 years for them before joining the St. Louis Rams in 2001. Made his only Super Bowl appearance with the Rams in 2001. He played four seasons there. He was an eight-time Pro Bowler, and 55 career interceptions is what he can claim during his NFL career. He was one of the best in his era, and I guarantee you it's just a fact that Williams did not play on better teams. That was the only thing. More people would have known about this guy and what his the skill set that he brought to the table, but all in all, this is a fantastic class that's going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame for 2014, and each guy is more than deserving of their recognition and their gold jacket in Canton. Folks, I want to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.